Welcome to Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy Holmes, and thanks for joining me today. Leveling Up is a series that spotlights the 9 skills for success to help you increase your professional and personal growth. This podcast is a Workplace Education Manitoba project funded by the Government of Canada and the Manitoba government. Throughout this journey, I, along with career and employment subject matter experts, will discuss personal experiences and present newly created tools and time-tested resources that will inspire and affirm your curiosity. Look for real and actionable strategies supporting you in realizing your individual goals and successes. The adventure is just beginning, so please join me weekly on Leveling Up, your Skills for Success podcast. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Leveling Up Your Skills for Success podcast, where we explore the skills for success for helping people get ready for work in Manitoba. I have to admit that today we are looking at a really fascinating topic that we can include in a few of those skills for success. If you are joining us for the first time, let's do a quick recap on these skills that were originally identified several years ago. They recently went through a rebrand, a little spruce up, and are now called the Skills for Success. These foundational skills were recognized for work in any industry, job, and really any organization, and include communication, reading, writing, numeracy, digital skills, problem solving, creativity and innovation, adaptability, and collaboration. These are used alone or together and help boost our ability to get along at work and be effective. Today, we are heading into the realm of social intelligence, a skill crucial for effective communication and problem solving in both personal and professional spheres. And I would add collaboration as another skill for success we use with social intelligence. As we consider supporting people returning to work, navigating new experiences here in Canada, or really anyone working with, well, people, social intelligence is so important as we look at how diverse workplaces are and the experiences that people bring with them. Social intelligence is like a secret weapon in our interpersonal arsenal. It helps us navigate social situations with finesse, understand others' emotions, and forge strong connections, all needed for today's modern work world, where you may be navigating all of this remotely, online, or even across a production floor. And to guide us through this exploration today, we will be drawing insights from leading experts in the field, including Daniel Goleman, renowned for his groundbreaking work on emotional intelligence, and Carl Albrecht, whose work sheds light on the intricacies of social intelligence. So, to lean in on the experts, let's kick things off with a quote from Daniel Goleman, who once said something along the lines of, "Social intelligence is the ability to understand people and to act wisely in human relations." Now, think of it this way. Social intelligence encompasses a wide array of skills, from empathy and active listening to conflict resolution and even persuasion. It's about more than just being charming or likable. It's about understanding the dynamics of human interaction and leveraging that understanding to achieve positive outcomes. In our case, we will also add in the workplace. Now, in Carl Albrecht's book, Social Intelligence, The New Science of Success, he delves into the concept further, highlighting the importance of empathy in social intelligence. And he writes, "Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. It is crucial for effective communication and building strong relationships," unquote. I've spent a lot of time on how to bring empathy into the work world, especially when it can seem a bit soft or weak for some people. Having empathy is vulnerable and causes us to show a side that maybe in the past has seemed a bit fluffy. But then we realize that empathy is all about building connections with people, which, for those of us supporting people returning to work, we could use a huge helping of it to help us in seeing people and connecting with their personal stories. In doing so, we show them that returning to the workforce might look a little bit different than it has in the past, or even in their country of origin. Connecting with people, whether it's our coworkers, leaders, or customers, helps us make lasting positive impressions and really builds trust. In fact, empathy forms the cornerstone of social intelligence. When we can put ourselves in someone else's shoes, we're better equipped to respond to their needs and concerns in a compassionate and understanding manner. And it takes only a moment to look at some of the challenges and struggles people have faced to come to Manitoba or have faced living in Manitoba without supports. And that's where you come in. Your ability to empathize isn't just beneficial on a personal level. It's also key in professional settings and helping those you work with realize it's a normal thing to have and to demonstrate empathy in the workplace, whether you're leading a team, negotiating a deal, or providing customer service. I remember a time when my son was little. He's a pretty happy-go-lucky kind of guy and has a deep curiosity about people. One day, he came off the school bus, and I could tell he was angry, which wasn't his usual go-to, and he hurled his backpack across the kitchen floor. I looked at him and said, "What's going on?" He told me that he was really angry, and I said, "Yeah, I can see that. What happened?" "I'm just really mad at some kids on the bus. They were calling other kids the G word and the R word." So I opened up my Rolodex in my mind of all the bad words and swears that I could possibly think of. And as I went through the alphabet to try to sort out what words he was referring to, I landed on the G and the R. And I mentioned them here to give context to the story. G is gay, R is retarded. I quietly watched him contemplate what had gone on the bus and could see him reaching a conclusion or something. He finally said, "Oh, I think I know why they use those words." And I was like, "Okay." He said, "They probably use those words because they don't know people who are those things, and we do." And I watched this young guy come in with such rage and a need to defend, and then in moments apply that same empathy to those who were using the words to hurt others. His understanding of social intelligence and what it means to have empathy for others still inspires me. Empathy enables you to connect with others on a deeper level, fostering trust, cooperation, and even the skill for success of collaboration. In order to collaborate well with others, we need to promote solid communication skills. And another crucial aspect of social intelligence is active listening. As Goleman aptly puts it, quote, "The most fundamental of human relationships is the relationship of attention," close quote. When we truly listen to others, not just hearing their words, but understanding their underlying thoughts and emotions, we signal respect and validation, strengthening our bonds with them. I just thought of our new puppy, Penelope. She's learning her name and how to come when called. She's exploring the world around her, and it is so cute to see her ears perk up when she hears her name being called. Now, as humans, sadly, we don't have ears that move around too much when someone calls our name. However, we can demonstrate active listening and then encourage the skill in our clients. Help them to recognize how important active listening is and that it is a skill that takes practice. But its benefits are immense. By demonstrating genuine interest in what others have to say and giving them our full attention, we create an environment where open and honest communication can thrive. And isn't that exactly what we want in the workplace? Maybe you've heard me go on this next point before, but I do think it bears repeating. Many of our clients that we serve have come from workplace backgrounds where their voice did not matter. Our responsibility is to help them get ready for the Canadian workplace, which is a workplace of communication, collaboration, and really community. Building social intelligence skills means being aware of their surroundings, how they communicate, including active listening. And even more than that, we cannot forget about the role of self-awareness in social intelligence. In fact, Goleman emphasizes the importance of self-awareness, saying, if your emotional abilities aren't in hand, if you don't have self-awareness, if you are not able to manage your distressing emotions, if you can't have empathy and have effective relationships, then no matter how smart you are not going to get very far. Wow. Self-awareness is the foundation upon which social intelligence is built. When we understand our own emotions, strengths, and weaknesses, we're better equipped to navigate social situations with grace and integrity. And even if we get it wrong, we try again. Self-awareness also enables us to recognize when our emotions might be clouding our judgment or even influencing our behavior. And by taking a step back and reflecting on our emotional state, we can respond to challenges with greater clarity and composure. And this is where slowing down can be really helpful. I struggle to fully understand the challenges that your clients and my learners are faced with when entering the world of work. The new ways we communicate, the nuances of conversation, and navigating a huge array of differences and diversity can leave one feeling ungrounded or not prepared, not to mention learning new technical skills as well. It is so key we help prepare them for the many aspects of employment that deals with communication, problem solving, and collaboration, these key skills for success. So how can our clients start developing their social intelligence? Great question. Let's first recognize that developing social intelligence is an ongoing process. That's the good news and the bad news. But there are several steps one can take to enhance their skills. Try practicing active listening in your everyday interactions. Focus on truly understanding the perspective of others without jumping to conclusions or interrupting. This cracks me up, although I'm sure the person who shared this example with me would say it might crack me up, but not so much them, more like frustration to the limits. They shared an example of problem solving in the workplace. Person A said, well, I think in order to fix the problem, we need to do X, Y, Z. And person B said, no, that will never work. What we need to do is X, Y, Z. Saying the exact same thing. Talk about a moment of frustration and not being heard. Help those you are working with understand how important listening is. Being present, as Carl Albrecht calls it, when you are communicating with others, the power of being present is real. As humans, I think it's something like we're down to 6 seconds for attention spans. And gosh, I really think that for some of us, and maybe this is where the invisible mirror shows up in front of me, it might even be less. Think about all that our brains are receiving and how easily people, and by people, I mean myself, are distracted. If we are to help people be successful at work, we need to promote the skills involved with communication and social intelligence. Can you pay attention long enough to recognize what's going on around you? Are you able to fit into the culture of the workplace and truly be present? It takes concentration, desire, and listening skills. You can let your clients know that by paying attention to more than just the technical aspects of the workplace, it will help them feel like they are a part of a team in no time. Also, have them make an effort to put themselves in someone else's shoes and consider their feelings and experiences. This simple act of empathy can go a long way in building stronger connections and even resolving conflicts. Stepping into a new workplace, new country, and new culture can be intimidating and maybe even bring up feelings of inadequacy. Change spawns uncertainty. And man, don't we know what happens when the humans feel ungrounded and uncertain? Not super great stuff. Encourage your clients to take the time to reflect on their own emotions, their triggers, and even communication styles. It's true that by understanding ourselves better, we are better equipped to navigate social situations with confidence and even authenticity. Truly dialing in to continuous learning is so helpful. Workplaces are constantly evolving. Change is literally all around us. So even the immense amount of change that people have been through to get to this point of even getting a job is so truly inspiring. And let's remind ourselves and our clients to never stop learning. Even our subject of social intelligence today, there are so many articles, videos, books, and quotes on social intelligence. Our clients' ability to improve social intelligence will not be a waste of time and will serve them well, both personally and professionally. It truly is all about connecting with people. And think about how often we do that at work, whether learning new processes, sharing a laugh with a coworker, receiving a performance review. All of these require us to navigate social settings and adjust depending on what's appropriate. Social intelligence is indeed a powerful tool that can enrich every single aspect of our lives as we continue to hone our skills in empathy, active listening, and self-awareness. We not only enhance our own well-being, but also contribute to a more harmonious and understanding world. It truly is a ripple effect. In closing, I will add a quote from Brené Brown on empathy. She said, "Empathy is connection. It's a ladder out of the shame hole. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. It is the art of stepping imaginatively into the shoes of another person, understanding their feelings and perspectives, and using that understanding to guide your actions. Empathy is feeling with people." Closed quote. Thank you so much for joining us today on Leveling Up Your Skills for Success podcast. Please join us next time. I'm your host, Carrie Mealy-Holmes.